to go where Enoch, Elijah, Moses, and those special saints. In Matthew 27:52-53, it tells about those that Jesus carried back with him after his resurrection. A place where sin cannot molest. I want to go where the thunder don't roar. There where trouble wind don't blow. I want to go where the rain don't fall. When I leave this world to return no more. I just want to go where the thunder don't roar. I want to go where the feast and the harmony, where little children won't be afraid to walk the street. I want to go where there's joy and peace of mind. It doesn't rain where there be no more dying.
I just want to go where the thunder don't roar.
Oh, there
where trouble is. And up in the heavens.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Listen, I remember when I was a little boy growing up in the city of Atlanta. in a little community called Pool Creek. My daddy sang in a quartet. And every Thursday night they would rehearse in our living room. And they would sing songs very similar to this.
I'm just a stranger. Ooh,
this world is not my home.
I'm just a stranger.
Listen,
you don't know what I've been through.
As a soldier,
what I had to do.
Listen, sometime now.
heads to bow for a moment. From the front to the back, all heads are bowed. And while your heads are bowed, let us look back over our lives for a moment to see where God brought us from. Let us take this time to thank Him for ourselves. While nobody listening but you and God, we know folk didn't make it 2010. But God have spared your life. Thank Him, church. All heads are bowed. Father, you see these heads bowed down before you in humble submission. We are giving honor and praise to your name. Father, we know that thou art God. And besides you, there is none other. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We pause right now, Father, to say thank you. Because you've been so good to us. Now, Master, we are asking you to condition our hearts. Condition our minds. That we may receive spiritual food for our souls. Now, Father, speak to the nightingale tonight. You speak to us. And then, Master, use us as instruments of your peace. Hopefully and prayerfully, Father, that everybody in here, young folk and old, will be spiritually blessed, encouraged, uplifted, and then, Father, if there happen to be someone or anyone in this sanctuary this afternoon that simply do not know you, in the forgiveness of their sins, Father, that they might be convicted, then, Master, draw them to Jesus. Do this for us. Give a name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And your heart say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Very pleasant. Good Monday morning. It is March the 11th, 2024, as we come before you, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor through songs and the Word of God. And we want to welcome you to the NFI Radio Gospel Network on this wonderful Monday morning. And those of you, as you're here in Raleigh, North Carolina, getting out this morning, it's a little bit cool out there this morning, but it's going to warm up a little later this afternoon. So those of you, if you go out, make sure you have your jacket or your coat with you just so you won't catch a cold, all right, because the weather is, you know, here is March, right? And March wind is out there, and those of you, you know how that goes, right? Okay. Well, look, we've got a great program lined up for you, and what a powerful prayer this morning. That's the Sensational Nightingales, my good friend JoJo Wallace out of Durham, North Carolina, leading us off with prayer this morning. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for you for locking in. For those of you, your very first time, you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook, and you can jump in with us on Blog Talk Radio. And those of you, if you want to just call in and listen in with your mobile phone, or if you have a comment or question that you want to ask, so feel free to give us a call. At that number is 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. And someone will answer your call. If not, call our 24-hour hotline. We will definitely call you back for that. And that 24-hour hotline number is 984 984-733-3977. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. All right, my pleasure. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Going to be with you all the way up to 11 a.m. this morning. We've got the Word of God coming forth this morning also with an awesome man of God out of Fort Washington, Maryland. With Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast, I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author and writer of The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. So those of you looking for a word this morning, this awesome preacher, teacher, and he's been teaching the Word of God since he's been on the air. We want to welcome him. That's this morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI studio. Very pleasant. Good Monday morning. you got me started up in here this morning. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas right here from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Very pleasant. Good Monday morning. We are right at the bottom of the hour. That's 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Monday morning. A little chilly outside, but those of you, you know, carry the right gear, you know, you may want to carry your jacket, you know, make sure you're staying warm, okay? It's going to warm up a little later today, though, so look out for that. And talking about some beautiful weather next week, it's that time of the year. Somebody said, I know that's right. Okay. Well, look, put a smile on your face, and look, if you're going out today, go with a mind that you're going to share a word with somebody that will enlighten them and encourage them to get to know Jesus for those that don't know him. And there's going to be something that you say to them that's going to get their attention. You know how Jesus got the people's attention, the words that he spoke? It brought people from the masses all around him, wanted to hear him share the word of God. Don't we need that today in this society? We need it today, right now, for our youth, our young people, those that's in legislation, Congress, those that are up in the Senate, those that are teachers and instructors around the world. We need that on a daily basis, and most of all, we definitely got to have prayer. Somebody said prayer, huh? Said prayer. All right. Well, look, speaking of prayer, coming up a little later today, this afternoon, about 12:30 p.m., will be 30 minutes of power of prayer. 30 minutes power of prayer request hotlines where you can call in for your prayer request, and you can call in and listen also with your mobile phone. That number to call in for 30 minutes power of prayer at 12:30 p.m. today with one of our powerful prayer warriors. You don't want to miss that today. They're going to be coming forth with prayer live. I'm live. I say L-I-V-E, live. So that you hear today is going to be live, going to be straight from the throne of the Word of God, and the prayers that's coming forth is if we're going to intercede for the people around this society that believing God that souls will be saved, set free, healed, and delivered. Somebody said delivered, huh? So if you're going to call in. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that's 563-999-3020. 30 minutes, power of prayer, coming up later this afternoon, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, live. Got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. Somebody said, I know you're not going to do that, are you? I got to do it. I got to do it. We'll be right back, though, and I can promise you, the next group, you don't want to miss. I'll be right back right after this. Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Yeah. somebody in this room. And there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second. And just let you know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord. So Lord, 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 Lord.
We just put magic into our music.
Oh, if you make myself, you make two. Cause it ain't only what God can do.
I made a step.
I made a step.
You ought to make your step.
I made a step.
Make it in the master's name.
I made a step.
Don't you wait on tomorrow.
I made a step.
Tomorrow might be too late.
I made a step.
Don't you know tomorrow's rain?
I made a step.
Don't you know tomorrow's rain?
I made a step.
Might be your resting place.
I made a step.
You ought to make your step.
I made a step.
You ought to make your step.
I made a step.
Somebody made that step.
I made a step.
When I made my Holy Ghost step, I made my Holy Ghost step. Every one Thursday night, I walked on down the aisle. I walked on down the aisle. Gave the preacher my hand. Gave my heart to Jesus. First I didn't want to go. I looked over in the corner. One woman looking at me. Said, walk on down the aisle. I walk, get a witness, can I get a witness? Can I get a Holy Ghost witness? Can I get a one witness?
Come on, help me praise him. Anybody got the Holy Ghost? You think anybody got that power? You think anybody got that power? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. You to make you sound right. You to make you play right. You to make you feel right. It ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. It ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost. I made my stuff by it. I had to walk on it. I had to talk about it. I had to sing about it. I had to shout about it. I had to pray about it. I had to shout about it. Tell the world all about it. Jesus loves me. He made me what I am, and I'm nothing but the child of God. I'm gonna go in for Jesus' name. I must be about Jesus. I must pray about Jesus. I must shout about Jesus. I must talk about Jesus. The preacher must preach about Jesus. The teacher must teach about Jesus. The deacon must pray about Jesus. Tell the world all about him.
And that's why I pray.
Somebody know he is
worthy.
You ought to just think about it sometime. He's worthy. Every now and then, you ought to let your mind go back to just how good God meant to you. Can I get a witness here? Sometimes, when I could see my way, he made a way. And he's so worthy. I tell him sometimes, you've been my mother when mother was gone. And you are so
worthy.
I think about it. Just one lifetime of living your Jesus wouldn't be long enough. Oh, yeah. He been good to me. He brought me. He told me. God ain't never left me. He just been good to me. Somebody know what I'm singing about here. Have he been good to me? I lift up my hand and I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
7 minutes. 7 minutes before the top of the hour. That's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure, and I send my love back to you, huh? Somebody said, I know it must be love, huh? Love, love, love. It's love that lifts me. It's love that is spread it abroad, huh? The word let us know that charity starts at home and then it spreads abroad, huh? Am I right about it? All right. Well, look, once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet at contemporary Christian station in the world. Now, look, we are here for you to play some of the old, the new, all of it is here waiting to play on the air just for you. You name it. If it's on wax, then we can burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. Look, this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition, huh? Nope, not about competition, nor compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. And the word let us know that he who winneth souls is wise. It's something about the name of Jesus, huh? When you call Jesus, it draws everybody's attention, huh? You can call everybody else's name and they won't pay you no mind. But when you call out the name of Jesus, it makes everybody see and it gets their attention, huh? And you can take that past the bank, not to the bank, but past the bank. Call on him and see, won't he answer? All right. Well, look, I'm going to get back with more great gospel music once again. Coming up the bottom of the hour, 9:30 a.m. this morning, this powerful, awesome teacher, preacher, man of God, and we're so honored to have him aboard. He is the writer and an author of the Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. And he started here on this network on the NFI team and coming forth every Monday at 9:30 a.m. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. You don't want to miss it. And those of you, get your pencil and paper. He's coming with some information that is coming directly from the Word of God. And I mean, he's pouring it out. So those of you looking to hear and be taught and and receive the teaching that he's going to bring forth, then you want to lock in at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, all you scholars, tune in at 9:30. Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for catching the wave on this Monday, March the 11th, 2024. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
WNHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and it's this. The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
From old school to new school.
You're rocking with the DJ that
can
keep the hits coming.
Everybody, come on. Come on, Brother Maurice, put your hands together. Listen, when you go to church today, hardly can you find people still singing gospel songs. Anybody like the old time song that we used to sing on Sunday morning? I want to hear you say Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
We're going to take you to Sunday morning. Listen, it's in my mind. It's in my mind. Sunday morning, listen, if you miss me from singing out here, you can't find it all day. Oh, come on. Whoa! Somebody needs to hear some Sunday morning music. Let me hear you say, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
He rescued me. Y'all know what he did?
He rescued me.
He rescued me.
About you, but I feel good this Monday morning, huh? That's the sounds of Brother Gary Mason. For those of you, look, he's not new. He's been singing for a long time, and I'm talking about going back. And some of you may not even heard that song before, but that's Brother Gary Mason right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 18 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, always my pleasure. And I love all of you. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Look, once again, I want to drop in a couple of things to let you know. We have a network with an awesome team of men and women of God that's aboard this network. And our main focus is to win souls for the glory of God. And that's what we're all about. We're not about competition nor compromising. We're about doing the will of God. And that is to compel men and women to come to Christ. Young men, young ladies to come to Christ. That's what we're all about here. We're not focused on the numbers that's listening. We're not focused on those that are whatever they're involved in. We're focused on giving and bringing forth the word of God that you may be drawn to come to Christ in repentance, asking what must I do to be saved. That's the importance of knowing who Christ is. You know, God gave his son for you and I that we all may live and not die, that we all may have a right to eternal life. There is another life beyond this place. And that man that is born of a woman is surely to die. And after that is the judgment. That's the word of God. Many of you don't even realize how valuable you are to Christ because he brought you in this world for a purpose and a reason. And you have a purpose for your life. Many of you don't even have the time to take out, to really find out what's your purpose for living today, being alive today. What's your purpose? Can I ask you that? What's your purpose for living today? All right. Well, look, once again, our website, NFIradio.com, or you can drop in with us on Facebook, listening live on our Facebook. Many of you know our Facebook line where you can jump aboard at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook, and you can listen in live as well and see the photos of also the awesome men and women of God that's aboard and the time they are on the air, as well as photos of other recording artists on our Facebook page. So go to our Facebook page, our Facebook network. That's our Facebook network page. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also drop in with your mobile phone, simply dialing that 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. And you can also drop me in on Blog Talk Radio, where we have a large listening audience on Blog Talk Radio as well. And Breaking News Network. You can go to Breaking News Network also and listen to us on Breaking News Network. Some of that, those of you, well, look, it's not an old excuse for you not to drop in to hear these men and women of God to come forth and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. The old, the new, all just for you, and we're here for you to enlighten you each and every day with a word from the Lord as well as music that you will love to hear that moves your soul and your spirit, that you can praise him and worship him in spirit and in truth. All right, well, he's standing by, this awesome preacher, teacher, and he's been bringing forth the word of God. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Allison. He is the author and writer of the Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. He's coming forth with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast out of Fort Washington, Maryland. He's coming up. We'll be right back.
I'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. Hello, somebody.
Cooking with grease. Now help me light the fire. It's quartet music and it's best.
It first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and you all are ready to receive him on this Monday. I'm speaking of Reverend Robert E. Ellis out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast.
And good morning to you once again. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. Good morning to you, Brother Kearney. Good morning to all of my faithful listeners out there. I'm so happy to be with you once again, and thank you for joining me for yet another episode of the Approaching the Finish Line broadcast. I've been anointed and appointed for such a time as this. God has sent me to prepare his people for his eventual and imminent return. Yes, that's right. Jesus is coming soon, and he wants you to be prepared at his appearing. Praise the Lord. I have so much to speak about today, as I always do. So much to talk about, so little time. I want you to focus on this today. You know, despite all of the trials and tribulations and the upsets and disappointments of this world, God is still on the throne. He promised never to leave nor forsake us. He said he will be with us always, even until the ends of the earth. So we know that despite of what we see in the natural, despite of what we experience in this life, that God is still in control. He has a plan for us, and that plan is not to do us harm, but that plan includes great blessing, so much blessing that we cannot completely fathom what God has in store for those who love him. As I said, I've been anointed and appointed for such a time as this. And if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, so have you. Yes, he's coming back soon. He absolutely is. And the time is closer than many of us dare to think about, but he is at the door. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I want to talk to you this morning about a subject that many of us very seldom contemplate. We think about it whenever there is a funeral, the passing of a loved one. That's when it is at the very forefront of our minds. But I want to plant a seed today to many of you concerning this subject, because Paul tells us to focus on the things that are above as opposed to the things that are beneath. Our home is not the current place that we reside, but our home is heaven. That's the topic. That's the subject matter that I'm going to cover this morning. Now, in no way will it be an exhaustive study of heaven. I'm merely going to speak on an introduction to heaven, because there is so much to talk about concerning this subject. So I would not be able to do it justice in the time that I have allotted this morning. But in future broadcasts, I will be elaborating more and more on this topic. I want you to know this morning that there's a prerequisite in order to reach heaven. That's right. Not everyone will go to heaven, but you first have to be saved. Well, what does that mean? Well, Paul describes it in 1 Corinthians 1 through 4. You first have to be a believer. And he describes it as this, the gospel. For the gospel is this, and is simply put, that Christ died for our sins according he was buried, and on the third day he arose from the dead according to the scriptures. That's the gospel, simply put. Even a child could understand it. If you believe that, then you are saved. For if you believe in your heart that Christ died for your sins and confess with your mouth that he is Lord, you shall be saved. That's Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning I want to focus for our commentary for the week on an attribute. This attribute is known as perseverance. Perseverance, according to Webster's definition, means to pursue despite difficulties. The act of perseverance requires determination and faith when faced with circumstances where there seems to be no clear answers to one's dilemma. Perseverance is an action word that compels movement, either physically, mentally, or spiritually towards a desired goal. Most often is challenged by the obstacles and adversities of this life. No doubt living within fallen creation brings with it a host of challenges, some of which can seem overwhelming at times. But somehow we manage to persevere despite life's challenges. For some, it seems to be more difficult than others, as life at times can be complex, even daunting. The key to confronting complex and difficult issues can be found in the Word of God. Throughout the Holy Writ of Scripture, the exploits of the saints from the earliest beginnings of humanity were recorded, both for our edification as well as encouragement in the Lord. The book of Hebrews, for example, gives us a summary of such exploits, most notably chapter 11, highlighting the history of those who persevered despite overwhelming odds, yet never giving up hope while enduring the afflictions of this life. They understood through faith that God is faithful, and his promises are both yea and amen, no matter what the opposition to the truth of God may dictate. Perseverance is an attribute indicative to the believer, as it ultimately leads to victory over his or her circumstances, all to the glory of God. This current race is run with the expectation of one day receiving the prize. Achieving that prize takes perseverance. While running this marathon of life, we're confronted with many obstacles that often discourage us on the route to the finish line. We stumble at times, and every now and then may take a fall. But something within us compels us to keep going. That something is the Spirit of God that envelops every believer, and by his very nature causes all who believe in him to be overcomers. God says in Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's recorded in Revelation 3:21 that to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Yes, there is a prize that awaits those who persevere in this life, ultimately becoming overcomers. The prize is the inheritance of the kingdom of God, promised to the believer by the one whose very name is faithful and true. The inheritance is one of eternal blessing and substance that's unfathomable, far exceeding even our wildest expectations. For I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. That's recorded in Romans 2 and 9. Perseverance is the key to attaining the prize as we find ourselves approaching the finish line. That's my commentary for the week. I hope you will take it to heart. Remember these words that have been spoken to you today, for it was by a move of God in my heart to give you that brief message. Moving on to our topic for today, which is heaven. I want you to know this morning that the current heaven that we look toward is a temporary heaven. That's right, it's temporary. The things that you see before you as you, wherever you are, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're at school, wherever you are, everything that you see currently is temporary. It's going to be replaced. Why? Because we live in a fallen creation, a fallen world. It is corrupt. And because of Satan's rebellion against God, when he was cast down to the earth and he infiltrated and he began to weave his way through mankind, all of creation fell with the fall of Adam. First, it was Satan who was corrupt. Then he corrupted Adam and Eve. And now the entire world is corrupt. Well, guess what? When God cast Satan out of heaven, he cast one-third of the angels of heaven out along with him. Those angels are not in hell. Those angels are free to roam the heavens. They are free to roam about here in the earth. That's what this spiritual conflict is all about that we face today. That's why there are so many difficulties in this present life. God has placed us here as representatives of his kingdom, those of us who are saved, those of us who belong to his church. But there is a long-term plan that God had in mind. That's why we're here. And so that's why he's put on my heart today to speak to you about heaven. Because even though the present heaven that we know of is temporal, the coming heaven, the new heaven and the new earth, is where God will dwell with his people. Currently, God is separated from us because of the corruption of this world. God is holy. God is righteous. God is just. God is perfect. And so we cannot enter into heaven before a holy God in our present corrupt form, in this sin nature that we still possess. So the subject today, as I said, not an exhaustive one, but merely an introduction. So let us begin. First of all, heaven is God's dwelling place. Revelation 4:2 states, "And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." Revelation 4:10 through 11, "The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." I want you to know that the 24 elders are the representation of the church. Angels do not wear crowns. These people that are seen in Revelation 4, according to the Apostle John, this vision that he was given, where a window was open in heaven and he saw these things. They were wearing white robes. They were wearing crowns upon their heads, a representation of the church. There are crowns that are mentioned in the Bible, crowns that we will receive at the end. That's our prize for finishing the race here. Various crowns that I will talk about in another broadcast. Time comes, I will be bringing up subjects and hopefully will help you to connect the dots to where we are presently, to where we are headed. So these crowns are given. John sees myriads and myriads of angels, the four living creatures. He sees people of every nation, kindred, and tongue. Note this is in Revelation chapter 4. This is prior to the judgments being cast down on the earth that come in Revelation 6. But that's a topic for another day. But our focus today is on heaven. Isaiah 66:1 says, "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest?" Heaven is a place where righteousness dwells. 2 Peter 3:13 says it like this, "Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness." Next, heaven is a place specially prepared. John 14:2-3 reads, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Heaven is a place of reunion of loved ones. Many of you under the sound of my voice experience sorrow and sadness, pain and affliction from being separated from those that you love. It could be a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a child, a spouse. God's promise to us is that there will be a grand reunion and there will be a continuation of that relationship in heaven. Yes, that's right. Heaven is a place of substance. Heaven is a place of blessing. There is no such thing as not having a remembrance of those whom you have spent time with on this earth, those you have loved and cherished. I remember speaking to a pastor a number of years back, and we were having a conversation on this very subject. He had just lost his wife at that time, and I was trying to speak to him and give some comfort to him by way of the word of God. His response to me was, "Well, I don't think we're going to remember those in heaven." I'm like, "What? Where did that come from? Are you reading the same Bible that I read?" People have that misconception about heaven. That's one of the reasons why God laid this particular subject on my heart today and why I will be speaking on it in future broadcasts. Because of the many misconceptions about heaven and relationships, the origin of much of what the church believes comes from philosophers, Greek philosophers like Plato, for instance. One of my favorite authors by the name of Randy Alcorn wrote a book on heaven a number of years ago. It was a New York Times bestseller. He was getting interviews from all over the world, and the question was asked to him, well, have you ever been to heaven? He replied, no, I've not been to heaven. What I wrote in my book, I merely got from the Word of God. It's what the Bible describes. Okay, so my point is, Randy Alcorn mentioned a phrase. It's called Christoplatonism. It's often used, it was used by the Gnostics in ancient times. The Gnostic Gospels, for instance. Gnosticism. I've used this word before on the broadcast. It's a belief that everything that's physical is evil and everything that's spiritual is good. There is this misconception about heaven, and I'll give you an example, where people tend to believe that when we die, we get our wings and we fly off to heaven. No, we were made in the image of God. We don't have wings. When Jesus ascended from the Mount of Olives, when he departed from his disciples to go back into heaven, he ascended in a physical body. When he observed the resurrection and he appeared to his apostles, where he spent over 40 days with them afterwards, he appeared to them in a physical body. They thought he was a ghost because he walked through a solid door that was locked. Jesus walked right through it and came out on the other side in a physical body. How was that accomplished? Well, I can't explain it, but Jesus explains to his disciples like this. He said, handle me, touch me. He said, would a spirit have flesh and bone as I do? Thomas, the doubting apostle, had to have proof, so he touched him, and he felt his body. And he said at that point, my Lord, my God. So at the resurrection, you and I will have glorified bodies. At the return of Christ, there is a generation that will never see death, according to the scriptures. I happen to believe that we are that generation because of the convergence of events that I see going on in the world presently. I'll speak about that on a future broadcast. No man knows the day nor the hour of the return of the Lord, but we can certainly know the season that we are in. So let's move on. Heaven is a place of individual and personalized dwellings. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, but as it is written, eye have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. See, many people will quote, well, you can't know about heaven, for I have not seen nor ear heard or entered into the heart of man. Paul made this statement, it's believed, after he was stoned in a place by the name of Lystra. He was believed to have died or have lost consciousness. He was taken up into the spirit, and he was shown things in heaven that he said were not lawful to speak about. He did not even have words to describe what he saw. Amen. When you think about these things, the magnificence and what God has in store for those who love him, the dwelling places are individualized. They're suited and catered to you specifically. Well, you say, preacher, how do you know that? Oh, okay, I know it because of this. God speaks in Revelation 2, and I believe it's verse 17 about giving us a white stone. For those who overcome, he will give to us a white stone with a name that's inscribed in it, that only the person that he gives it to will know that name. Nobody else will know it. That's an example of God's personalized relationship with you. See, the Christoplatonism, as Randy L. puts it, or this Gnostic way of thinking, this super hyper spiritualized way of thinking, it separates us from the truth of God. You see, the truth of God is that you shall have whatever your heart desires in heaven, according to the word of God. So this place, just like the stone, the personalized name, God's relationship with each and every believer is a personal one. It's not a communal relationship. Yes, God does have a communal relationship with his church, just as he has a communal relationship with Israel. But I want you to know today that heaven is a place of substance. Heaven is a place of personalized attention. God said he's been working on that for over 2,000 years. Think about it. The God of all creation, who says the earth is his footstool. Okay, the Father's house, think about this, and I'm not over-exaggerating, but the Father's house cannot be committed to a building as we know it, because the Father's house is all of creation. He says that, I quoted this in Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. All means all. All means all of the cosmos. All means all of creation. It's not limited to some compartmentalized little tiny space that God has prepared for you. God says that he's going to prepare a place for you. You individually. Think about that this morning. This is what God has put on my heart. I'm talking about the deep things of God. I'm not talking about what man wants you to believe. I'm not talking about what you have been deceived into believing. I'm talking directly from the word of God this morning. This is not my imagination. This is the truth. So let's move forward. Heaven is a place where there's no more death, sorrow, crying, or pain. Revelation 21:4 states, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Heaven, as I said before, the one that we know now, today, this moment, is temporary. There is a place in it called New Jerusalem. It's a great city, 1,500 miles high, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles in length. This is the city of God. He will bring that city down after the millennial reign of Christ and set it upon this earth, because this is the place where God will rule from. That's why there's so much conflict in the current Jerusalem today. Satan is at war with the people of God. He doesn't want this to take place. But I'm here today to tell you that God has a prophetic timeline, and we are in it, the church. And we are approaching the finish line for the church. The moment that the church departs, Jesus will focus his attention on Israel, because his purpose is to bring them to salvation and the time of Jacob's trouble, which is the tribulation period that is soon coming. We are living in the shadow of the tribulation right now as I speak. That's why you see things happening the way that they are happening. Well, I'm looking at that clock, and I see that my time once again is nearing an expiration. But once again, thank you for joining me. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at Approaching the Finish Line broadcast or Approaching the Finish Line at gmail.com. That's Approaching the Finish Line at gmail.com. Once again, thank you for listening. God bless you all. Look forward to speaking with you again. And next week's topic, where the question will be, are dinosaurs mentioned in the Bible? Please join me next week when we explore this exciting topic. I'm sure that you will be amazed. God bless you. Thank you once again for listening here at Approaching the Finish Line broadcast.
You've been listening to Reverend Robert E. Ellison out of Fort Washington, Maryland, with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Be sure to join him every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith to the finish line where I see God's face.
Don't try to out in hell. No money. Anybody like that? Anybody ever been that way? A lot of my friends thought that was so funny, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say, can I get a witness in here that the Lord. Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? I know he's been good to me, y'all. Now, those of you that come from a poor family and you know God brought you, I just want you to lift your voice and just scream one time. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, sure didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Oh, I didn't have no money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. Oh, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes old was then that we put on our back. They done the best they could. They always told me, son, always be good. Out of all the things that I've done in life, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, he's been good.
You've been good.
Oh, Lord.
You've been good to me.
How many know he's been good?
Been good.
Oh, I thank you, Lord.
Close on my back. Close on my back.
Lord, been good to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, put those hands together. The stronger light are raging in my mind. Oh,
oh Lord, stand by me
as I walk this Christian journey. I want you to stand
by me.
Oh Lord,
by me.
Play it, Harry.
Brother Frank and I often talked about, and Pop Williams talked about, all of the brothers recording this song alive. Melvin, Doug, where are you? Don't stand back there and act like you don't know what to do. Come on up here. Woo-hoo! Y'all know how good this makes me feel. Just to be able to stand on the stage and perform for you and all of the brothers. Oh, Lord. You know this is church now. I don't care what you say. I know we're in a recording session. And I don't care how ugly I get for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't have Jesus, you ain't got nothing at all. I don't care how pretty you are. Come here, boy. Sing for me.
There is going to be a meeting, a meeting.
We're gonna have a good time.
Oh yeah.
Sunday morning. Yeah. you get with me talking, yo, come on. Police officers say you can sit on the grass if you sit down on it. Come on. Yeah, you okay. You all right. I know that Jesus. Officer, do you mind if I give one lady a flower? If I give one a rose? If I could just touch your hand today. Somebody that know that Jesus will fix it. Jesus. Okay, here you go. Oh, you got it? All right, you got it. Hey, she ain't gonna hurt nothing, officer. She cool. She's cool.
Yeah!
Wait a minute, don't take that groove away from me, baby. Sing with me, come on.
Jesus. They don't even have
much.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Down.
Okay, Lil Down.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson Campbell.
This is Wilson Campbell. How you doing? Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Brother Springwater, man. Listen, we got paid to actually come by and do some services to for you by some friends of yours, and we wanted to actually call and see about scheduling and see what you had available.
Some services. Well, y'all plan on cutting some grass? What y'all do? What kind of services y'all have?
Actually, sir, you've got some friends that have actually spent a great amount of money on you. And what we do is we have a baptismal on wheels service. And what we do is we go and we baptize people at their home. And baptismal on wheels has been, it's a new company, but we've baptized over 1,000 people now. We have a truck with it, which actually has a baptismal pool on the back of it. And we actually come to your home, and we will baptize you in your driveway and make you whole again. So
Brother Water? Brother Spring? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Springwater.
Springwater. Springwater, you want to come to my house and give me a baptism in my front yard?
We want to baptize you right there in your driveway. Your friends are paid for the services. And
What friend will pay for me to get baptized? I've been baptized already, Doc.
Well, from my understanding, sir, that evidently you've had some bumps and bruises, and they seem to believe that you need to be washed and cleansed again.
I mean, that's all good. That's all good. But I mean, be that it may, man. I mean, I've been baptized. I go to church. You know, me and the Lord don't have no problems. I mean, we all have setbacks. But for you to pull up with your pool in front of my house to say you finna baptize me, that doesn't make any sense to me, Doc. I mean,
sir, sometimes when some people are not able to go to the house of the Lord and get baptized, you know, we're making it a lot more convenient for you. When we can actually
I don't need no convenience. What I need convenience for? You asking me to come to my house on a Tuesday to baptize me in my driveway, does that make any sense to you, Brother Water? I mean, come on, if you really sit back and think about it, does that make any sense to you?
First of all, sir, that's Brother Springwater. But what I'm trying to say is that...
Any type of water it is, holy water, spring water, it doesn't make no difference to me. You can't come to my neighborhood and baptize me in front of my house.
Sir, what is all the angle? Well, this is what your friends are talking about.
Which one of my friends gonna recommend you to come to my house?
I'm not at any liberty to tell you who actually.
Hey, hold up, but you're in the liberty to baptize me, but you can't tell me I'll go see you. But you're not in liberty. Come on. Does that make sense to you, Doc? Come on. That doesn't make any. No way in the world I'm gonna allow you to come and bring your pool to my house and baptize me. Then I'm asking you as you're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be baptized. I'm asking you, okay, which friend of mine is sending you to, you know, letting you know I need to be baptized? You're taking out at liberty?
Sir, all I want to know, I've already been paid. Schedule.
You're not baptizing me. I've been baptized.
I'm going to baptize you on Tuesday in your driveway.
Man, I tell you, in front of my driveway, you better bring the whole congregation. You understand? You better bring the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else, if you think I'm going to be baptized.
This is the problem. This is what your friends are talking about. This is why you need to be baptized and cleansed again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what's wrong. You need to be cleansed. That's what's wrong with you, Mr. Wilton.
What's wrong with me? No, what's wrong with you is calling me in the middle of my work day telling me I need to be baptized in front of my house. If I need to be baptized and go get some holy water, I go down to the church. I don't need you coming in front of my house with all your friends and some white sheets talking about you want to baptize me.
From my understanding, Mr. Wilton, you've missed two Sundays already this month.
Two Sundays? So, man, I can go anywhere and get the word. I don't need you coming here because you're telling me I missed this Sunday too because the football game coming on.
Sir, all I know is I've been paid to do a job. I will be there Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and we will baptize you before you go to work on Tuesday morning.
I tell you what. You bring you, your deacons, and everybody else.
And all of this anger and all of these problems you have within you, we are going to purge your body and get it out your system.
I tell you what, Brother Springwater, is it that Sunday morning?
You're going to get baptized on Tuesday morning.
blind your sight.
I got one more thing I want to say to you.
I'm talking all you want. I got to go. You understand?
One thing I want to say to you is you listening to me.
What, man?
You just got pranked by your boy Mason.
Hi, I'm Pastor Wilson with True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, that is it. Catch the wave on the NFI.